The currency market reacted to the latest abysmal showing of U.S. JOLTS job openings, which came in at their lowest reading since January of 2021. The U.S. dollar came right back under pressure as a consequence, all while many currencies got some of their own boost on local fundamentals. The euro and pound got some extra help from upward revisions to PMI reads. The yen has been helped by more hawkish-leaning BOJ Takata comments. The Canadian dollar has been relieved. The Bank of Canada didn't do a more aggressive 50 basis point rate cut. And the Australian dollar is up on hawkish RBA bullish comments. Fed funds futures are now showing even more rate cuts in 2024, with the market moving from an expectation of 100 basis points of cuts earlier this week to now 113 basis points of cuts. It is worth noting that despite U.S. dollar weakness, U.S. equities have been having a harder time, perhaps still worried about the NVIDIA fallout and Chinese property market woes. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German factory orders, Eurozone German and UK construction PMIs, Eurozone retail sales, US ADP employment, US initial jobless claims, Canada PMIs, and some US PMI reads. That's all for now.